All right. So first, are there any updates or changes to the agenda? Anything that we should discuss this week or next week, or be aware of this week or next week? All right. So first sign I'm up is the Jason LD Playground. This is something that we kind of put together after the last telco. Let me get a link and put it here. JasonLD.org/playground. So basically, what this playground is it's an implementation of the JasonLD processor, and I guess I should start saying JasonSD now. It's an implementation of the processor in JavaScript, and basically, the playground allows you to type in any JasonSD compatible markup. And it's got a couple of examples at the top too for like person, event, place, product, recipe, and library. And you can click any one of those buttons, and it'll show you the compacted form down at the bottom of the page. But it's also got tabs for viewing the compacted form, which is what we expect most web developers to use when they're playing around with the JSON SD stuff. And then it's got expanded form, which is the next tab over, and that basically takes the compacted form and applies the context, the JSON context to it, and expands all the URLs out, and basically changes anything that can be linked data into fully expanded linked data. And then the next tab over is the normalized form, which is basically the application of the normalization algorithm that we have right now. And we believe that this normalization algorithm is the final, basically, we think that this works for all degenerate cases, as far as we can tell. So let's see, there's a compacted form, expanded form, normalized form, and then we've got a framed form, which is basically if you go and click on the library example at the far right, framed form allows you to take effectively any arbitrary graph and force it into a certain layout, a certain JSON structure. So the reason that this is useful is because usually when you work with graphs, you have to write all this really nasty querying stuff to get the data out like you want it. The frame form allows you to basically provide what you want the object to look like. So there's a little text field in the right of the JasonLD playground. When you click on library and when you click on framed, the actual JasonLD, the graph is on the left and the frame is on the right. And then basically the frame is applied to the graph and what you get is an object that is consistent. So basically you can use the frame to format the JasonLD such that you can just use it in your code. You don't have to query to see if certain, you don't have to query on a per graph basis. You can just construct a whole bunch of objects that are all similar and then operate on those objects. And then the last tab there is the turtle tab, which is just an output of the graph in turtle format. So that's basically kind of what we're trying to do. Danny asked in IRC, what are the typical use cases for normalized form? There are multiple use cases. So the first one is equality. So equality comparison between two graphs. You need to normalize it to some form to do equality comparison. The other one is doing things like graph diffing. If you want to see what the differences between two graphs are, you can normalize both graphs and then apply a diffing algorithm, which is pretty straightforward once the graphs are normalized, and then figure out what the differences between those two graphs are. And then, like Dave Lane said in IRC, digital signatures are the other reason that you'd want normalized form. So you need to normalize the graph into some form that everyone that uses this algorithm can normalize it in the same way. They can generate a hash and then use a digital signature or digitally sign that hash. So that's mostly what the normalized form is used for in JSON SD. All right. Any other questions on the playground? All of the source code is publicly available for all this stuff, for the JSON SD processor in JavaScript. The website, CSS, and HTML is all public. That can be found on GitHub. I don't have a link off the right off for that, I think. Yeah, here's the link. So here's the link, all source. All right. Any other questions before we move on? Nope. All right. The next item, let's see here, is finalizing the definition of linked data. And Greg, would you be able to kind of give us a bit of background on where we are with the definition for linked data finalized?
All right. I don't know if you guys can hear me or not. Does that come through?
Yeah, it's pretty bad, but I think we can make it out.
Okay, I think we have agreement on 3.1 being the linked data. Item 4, subject mode or should be an IRI, which I think is resolved by changing from JSON LD to JSON SD. So that we don't pretend to be purely linked. I had made an attempt today to go ahead and update the JSON LD, which I guess should be JSON SD sections as a result of that, but I haven't seen any feedback, so we could just see what people's input on the phone might be.
Okay. Maybe we can just go through each one of those and see what people think about it. Let's see. Yeah, so I guess the one issue marker that's in there becomes a bit easier to resolve now that we have this differentiation between linked data and structured data, I guess. Greg, my read on that is the subject should be labeled with an IRI for the linked data section. Does that seem like what we should do? And Nathan's asking what the difference between structured data and linked data is on IRC. So basically, the linked data, there's a big disagreement on the mailing list on what exactly linked data was. And Kingsley and Glenn had concerns that we were calling things linked data that really weren't linked data. So for example, anything that is a blank node, an unlabeled node in a graph, Kingsley and Glenn did not want to call linked data because it doesn't have an IRI. But at the same time, people were arguing on the mailing list that what people tend to need usually when they're doing solutions is a subset of linked data, a superset of linked data, which is effectively structured data, things that you need to be able to use on label nodes and blank nodes and things like that. So effectively, linked data, the requirement is linked data has to use or should use IRIs, and structured data may use unlabeled nodes and blank nodes. It's a very minor nuance difference, but it's something that Kingsley and Glenn felt was necessary for the distinction between what exactly linked data is. So, Nathan, we're trying to come up with a good definition for linked data, and kind of set that in stone, and basically say that JSON SD can do linked data. It's perfectly capable of doing it, but it can also do this thing called structured data, which is the which has blank nodes in them. Did that make sense, Nathan?
Basically, JSON SD is JSON.
Sorry, go ahead, one of you. I don't know who was speaking. Nathan?
Yes, I was just going to answer your question. It does explain the difference somewhat. I find it a bit debatable in that structured data to me is just any data with structure, which is almost any bit of data you can find. But I don't mind. We're not going to split hairs over a name, I suppose.
All right. Well, we've been splitting hairs for the last 3 weeks on this. It's just, I don't feel as strongly about it as Kingsley and Glenn do. Kingsley feels that there's been this huge misuse of the linked data term, basically by saying that linked data has to be RDF and you have to query it using Sparkle, that it tied it to a technology, and that linked data should not be tied to a technology, nor should we say that linked data contains unlabeled nodes, because it's not linked if it's unlabeled. It's only linked internally in the graph. It's not linked externally to other graphs. And I think that's the nuance. That's the thing that they really felt like it was important to point out. Ted, I think I heard you say something as well.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, JSON SD is JSON. It's a meaningless distinction at that point. And because of that, I really don't want to go into JSON, JSON SD, JSON LD. The distinction between JSON and JSON LD.
I didn't quite follow, Ted.
JSON is by its nature structured data. So saying JSON structured data is not only redundant, but will be confusing. JSON LD is JSON linked data.
So maybe we need another word then to describe the structured data stuff? Because, basically
it's just JSON. JSON LD is a subset of JSON. The stuff that is not JSON LD, which is JSON, is JSON.
Right. Well, we have all these processing rules that are kind of set on top of JSON. It's not just JSON, because JSON doesn't have processing rules on top of it on how to interpret the data. Does that make sense?
Not really, no.
So you're saying that we should just call this thing, what are we calling this thing then? JSON LD? Because we got in trouble because we were calling this thing JSON LD in the beginning. That's why Kingsley and Glenn had such an issue with it, because they were like, it's not linked data, because you're allowing there to be unlabeled nodes.
What is different? What is the distinction between traditional, as much as there is a tradition at this point, JSON, and JSON SD in your coining?
At least my view is that there is this thing that's a context that you add to the JSON, which it allows you to transform that JSON into a form that is linked data. Right, but it also allows you to express things that are what you described as non-linked data, right? It allows you to express a graph, basically, right? And that graph has identifiers in it, some of which are full IRIs and some of which are unlabeled node identifiers.
So what's
right?
different?
And then,
so
a step further.
There's an external context applied to JSON SE, which allows you to make it into JSON LD?
I am saying that there is an external context that is applied to JSON that transforms it into either JSON SD or JSON LD. The difference between JSON SD and JSON LD is just that there is...
I understand the distinction between SD and LD. I do not understand the distinction between JSON and JSON SD.
JSON SD has a context applied to it. JSON SD has a context. JSON does not. JSON, by in and of itself, cannot be transformed into linked data.
But there are no rules. The context is external. It is not within the JSON itself.
Well, the context can be external, but it could also be internal to the It can also be internal. Basically, there's this context tag, right? Anytime that you see that as a key in JSON, I'm asserting that it's no longer just plain JSON. I mean, it is just plain JSON, right? But there's an extra meaning that you can extract from that JSON.
And is this something that was not used before? Ever been part of JSON before? It's a new thing.
No, this context thing has always been a part of the JSON LD spec.
Not about LD. I'm not talking about LD. I'm talking about JSON.
Uh-huh. Oh no, it has nothing to do with JSON. Context has nothing to do with JSON. It's just another key. Meaning this never existed in JSON. No.
Okay. So in this structuring.
Mm-hmm.
There is JSON without context, without at context.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There is JSON SD in your coinage, which adds the at context. And there is LD, which only uses URIs in particular points.
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
And I think the problem that people are having with this is that the nuance is so small between JSON SD and JSON LD that most of the people are going, why in the world are you even making that distinction? But I think Kingsley and Glenn feel very strongly about the distinction.
And
they think
I'm
that
with
it's
them.
Important to have it.
Okay. I'm with them.
So,
linked data doesn't use bnodes. It cannot use bnodes. As soon as you say, yeah, go ahead. Then everything becomes unlinked, and we're back where we were.
Okay. Nathan, you're on the queue.
Hi there. I was just going to say, I can't see any reason to, one, limit JSON and LD so that people can't have, you know, just arbitrary JSON data in there. I mean, it seems like a very valid use case to me that somebody would want half of the data to just be the normal JSON and only glean some of it into a graph as linked data, which is, I mean, we have that with lots of other formats as well, like RDFA. I mean, you don't turn the whole HTML document into a graph, it's just parts of it. So that seems like a big area of functionality to drop just to say, well, everything has to be linked in JSON LD. And then I'd also like to say that this seems to be getting very confusing. There's three levels of distinction being made here, JSON, JSON SD, JSON LD, and it's just too complicated and it's unneeded. I mean, we have JSON, everybody knows what that is, and this is just to add a layer which lets people extract linked data from that, from their existing data or from new data they publish. It's, why do we need to make it more complicated?
Right. So just to clarify, Nathan, we are just talking about the definitions we're not talking about limiting the specification, right? So the specification is going to support, you know, unlinked. It's going to support JSON SV, JSON LD, and all the variations that we're talking about. But the Kingsley, Glenn, and Ted's issue are that we need to be very clear about the definitions before we go and write the spec, so that all of us are kind of communicating what it is we're doing, right? So I don't think there's any technical limitation there, but I certainly do agree with you that it's complicated.
Don't limit JSON LD, then what we're really saying is continue with JSON. We're saying don't create JSON LD. The difference between LD and JSON is URIs. That's the big difference right there. It is a limit. It is a subset. It is a subset with a lot more application in particular ways, a lot easier working in particular ways. If you know that everything that's going to be in here that's going to matter to you is going to have a URI on it, and you don't have to go back and figure out what, you don't have to build your own URIs if you're trying to work with linked data, you don't have to do extra kinds of parsing to figure out whether it is a URI or not. At an LD document is going to use URIs in particular places, period. That's a win. A JSON document may use IRIs in particular places. That's fine. Go right ahead. Mix it up. But fewer people are going to be able to work with it as easily.
Right.
Making a subset of JSON, which is JSON LD, does not say you can't use JSON LD within JSON. And that's what you seem to be asking for right now, is to be able to use LD within JSON. You can. Go ahead. Nobody's going to stop you. But don't call that document LD.
I think the issue, Ted, is that, well, Ted, there are processing issues with taking that approach, because we have to tell people what a JSON LD processor does when it hits a document like that, right? We need exactly what Greg just put in IRC. We need to specify what the processing rules are if we're going to say you can mix regular JSON with JSON LD. Right? And that's the technical concern here.
Well, yeah.
So we're moving. Part of this is a concern about the definition.
But the place where that concern arises is not in saying what JSON LD is, and it's not in saying how to handle a JSON LD document. And what it comes in is, how do you deal with the LD within a non-LD document?
I'm not following, Ted.
How do I process a document that has linked data mixed in with non-linked data? That is complex. It's easy to process a document that's just linked data. Because the IRS
It's easy to process
a document that doesn't have linked data because nothing's an IRI. The challenges were blended.
Well, I don't think that we're talking about taking it that far, right? I'm certainly not interested in just mixing arbitrary JSON with JSON LD. The only thing that I think we wanted to make sure was supported is the use of unlabeled nodes or blank nodes. That's it. It's none of this arbitrary JSON and JSON LD mixing. Don't want that at all. But what we do want is the ability to express unlabeled nodes in a graph. That's it.
They're problematic as soon as you step outside of process. They break the whole concept of linked data.
Yeah, but why is that? I'm trying to understand what the application of this. That's fine. I mean, we want linked data, right? But
right.
There are cases, there are demonstrated use cases where we don't want linked data for everything. I mean, they're on the mailing list.
What's the demonstrated case?
I have not yet digital signatures. That's the demonstrated use case. Digital signatures, lists of payment information in a subgraph in a digital contract. These things exist. We don't want to give an IRI for absolutely everything under the sun.
Why not?
Because the generation algorithm is complex enough that people are going to get it wrong. That's why. If we say that every digital signature that you create has to have a unique IRI associated with it, and you have a decentralized system, the chances that one of those people is going to get the IRI generation algorithm wrong is very, very high. And when you're dealing with a financial system, if they accidentally get those digital signatures wrong, if they get those IRIs wrong, then all of a sudden your system has to now differentiate between these two digital signatures that claim they're the same thing, that when in fact they aren't the same thing.
If you're speaking of that system, then you certainly shouldn't be speaking of the hobbyist who's likely to get it wrong. You should be speaking of a system that's properly vetted, that's properly tested, that's properly evaluated to make sure that it's not going to be wrong.
Or we could just support unlabeled nodes. Many of these problems go away. I mean, we've looked at this problem for the last, 3 to 4 years. It's not something that we've just, came up with over the course of a week. It's the unlabeled nodes really do solve a problem for us. And to come at this from the standpoint, I mean, I completely agree with you. Where we want to be is we want to be where everybody's publishing linked data, right? But there's certain types of linked data, and I'm abusing the phrase right now. There's certain types of linked data that are better off using unlabeled nodes than labeled nodes. And that's all we want to be able to do. We're not saying that, we're not trying to say that, linked data isn't the thing that we're trying to head to. It's that we've got use cases that require unlabeled nodes, and we just want the ability to be able to do that. We don't want to take a hardline stance on it.
But see, I don't think those are linked data use cases.
They are linked data use cases. Well, go ahead, sorry.
Because I don't think they're linked data use cases, bring them up in the context of linked data doesn't make sense to me. You want to use blank nodes? Great. In the context in which you're using blank nodes, you're not using data. There may be data which is linked, which is within that data set, which is within that use case, and it's a mixed use case. Fabulous. But it's a mixed case.
Right.
Because it's a mixed case. It should be treated as such. Right? You can't do everything with everything.
Well, hold on.
Drive a screw in, but it's going to break the screw and the board it's going through. There are some people who think that a data set to be valid has to contain every triple that it is going to be referenced from it. And so that means that you have to go and pull every triple from the web because it's all interconnected.
Yeah, but
and
we're
until
not
you've got every
that.
Triple,
well,
your data set is valid.
Hold on, Ted. I don't understand where you're going with this. I don't understand what changes get made to the spec based on your line of argumentation. I don't know what you're proposing.
I'm proposing starting with actual clear diagrams of what these things are, because what I've seen hasn't been yet, and this conversation is going back in other directions again. And suggesting that JSON-LD is a superset of JSON makes absolutely no sense to me. And
it's
that says that this conversation is going to go nowhere. It's going to be more of the same circles that have been on the list.
Oh, hold on. Wait. No. It's. I don't think that Nathan's been privy to a lot of the other discussion. So when we say it's a subset, it is certainly a subset, right?
And you didn't see Nathan's comment in the IRC that says Jason LD looks like a superset to me.
I saw that, but I don't think that Nathan. I don't think that's correct. Or you can view it like that, but that's not how the group's viewing it. You've got JSON, which is capable of expressing a whole bunch of different stuff, and
right.
Then you've got a subset of it. You have to follow a certain structure. You have to use certain keywords. You have to use certain things. And so
right.
JSON-LD or
JSON-LD
or JSON-SD is a subset of JSON.
Maybe instead of JSON-SD, which I understand to mean JSON structured data, maybe it's JSON-CD, contextualized data. Maybe it's JSON plus context. Maybe it's contextualized JSON.
Change the spec? How does that change what we can do with the spec? That's what I'm concerned about.
I don't know.
Okay. Go ahead.
What I'm seeing right now is ongoing and continual confusion and circular conversation about the same issues.
I thought we had those resolved on the mailing list. What you're saying, this is new information. What you're saying is different from my read on the mailing list. I thought that Kingsley and at least Kingsley and the rest of the group was in agreement on what we should do, how we should define this and how we should move forward. Was anyone else under a different impression? What I'm saying is that your statements are unique and they're new to me.
Okay. Well, I listened to your description at the beginning and said, wait, because they don't match my understanding. Didn't match my understanding. And yeah, I may have missed a couple of messages in the last day.
Okay. If you go to that link, the jsonld.org requirements latest link, and you read the link data definition, is there something that pops out of you as being wrong about that?
Yes.
Yeah. What?
Well, according to Wikipedia, which is problematic in itself.
Wait, say that again?
Thing, it's according to Wikipedia, which is problematic in itself. If we're going in the world of standards, Wikipedia is not a filed source thing.
Section 3.1 is what I'm talking about. Section 3.1 linked data.
Well, I still stand by good in number 4.
Yes, and we agreed to that at the beginning of the call. It should be should. The subject should be labeled with an IRI.
Good. Yeah, that covers linked data pretty well.
Okay, so that's good. That means that we have a definition of linked data that everybody is happy with, right? So I think the thing that we need to discuss is what is the additional item that we need to add to that to make the people that want to do unlabeled nodes happy. We don't have to call it linked data, but the end result is being able to express an unlabeled node in this markup. Right? That is a very, very important use case for us. So what we did, at least on the mailing list, is we said, okay, let's call that structured data, and the addition is that we can have unlabeled nodes, right? So number 4 basically means that a subject may be unlabeled or may use an unlabeled, basically a blank node identifier. Danny, you're on the queue.
With having in that part 4 if the subject should be labelled with an ORI. The should means generally that unless you've got a good reason otherwise, it should be an IRI. But it still leaves the option, if you've got a really good reason for it not to have an IRI there, you can still do that. It's not, it must be an IRI. So I think that puts the kind of structured data set up within the definition of the LD set up. If you're open with it.
Yeah, I mean, we discussed that. I forget where exactly we left that, but it sounded like people weren't entirely happy with that because it made it seem like having unlabeled nodes was this horrible, awful thing that you shouldn't do, and not everyone believed that. If that makes sense. Yeah, in that I think certain people, I felt like we needed to say something a bit more about it, saying that it's not a terrible thing. Just don't call it linked data. Right? And I think that was what worked for just about everybody.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's one of those things that isn't really a big issue, but it would be nice to have something clean for the specification. I mean, we've all got a fair idea about what we're talking about.
Sorry, say that again. I didn't quite hear that.
I'll try.
Okay. So, Ted, does that? I mean, at least does the use case that we would like to support? I mean, is that an acceptable thing to you? Because we need to be able to express unlabeled nodes because of this issue that we have, or rather the concern that we have that if we require people to generate IRIs for everything, that it's going to end up with some pretty nasty data out there. And again, it's a cases? You know.
Do we have the use cases any place?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we have the paceworm use cases. We certainly have the paceworm use cases, but they're not.
In my experience, generally speaking, going from use case to requirement works pretty well. Going from requirement to use case, not so well. And going from use cases in the air to requirements on paper never goes well.
Okay, so you're saying that we should collect a set of use cases that we want to support. And I agree.
At least the ones which are being used as justification for what's here.
Right.
Because I still don't understand why the one that you're describing is such a driving force.
Sure. Do you feel that blank nodes should be supported at all?
I personally hate blank nodes.
Mm-hmm. But have you ever found a use case where, or rather, does the use case that we have sound like it would need? Go ahead.
I've never come across any place where blank nodes were actually required, where not having them broke something. I have
right,
come across
but we're not saying they're
cases where blank nodes did break things. And that is why I hate them.
And to be clear, we're not saying blank nodes are required. We're saying blank nodes will result in less headache for implementers of this universal payment standard, meaning that there will be less bad data out there because they're using blank nodes, because they're not because they're not generating. Because they're not trying to generate identifiers, IRI identifiers, because they don't really understand what they're, you know, they don't necessarily understand why they would have to generate a unique identifier for that, if that makes sense. All right. Well, perhaps we can then move, are we at a point where we can kind of move on to the requirements section? I know, Ted, that you said that you'd much rather see use cases than requirements, but I think at least talking through the requirements would be would create some discussion on what some of these use cases might be, right? Why those requirements are there. Does that make sense?
It's not going to hurt me.
Okay.
It may hurt you when I object.
Okay. Well, we'll try then. Let's see. Finalize. I guess this is discussing JSON requirements. I'm just going to use JSON SD as a placeholder right now. Let's go ahead and start with number one. A JSON LD document or JSON SD document must be able to express a linked data graph. Any objections to that?
Must be able to? It seems it must express.
No, it must be able to. Remember, we're down. We're in the JSON SD definition. We're not in the linked data definition. So the linked data definition would say, let me rephrase this. A JSON SD document must be able to express a linked data graph. If we were talking purely about linked data, we would say it must, right? A JSON LD document must express a linked data graph. But since we're talking about B-nodes, we are saying we must be able to express a linked data graph. Now people are saying that they're confused on RC.
So what we're discussing is not 3.2 JSON LD, but is 3.2 JSON SD?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's basically what the spec. What are the requirements of the spec?
Well, I'm looking at requirements latest, right? The URI that you pointed me to earlier.
Yes, you're looking at requirements latest. You're looking at section 3.2. Every time you see JSON-LD, replace it with JSON-SD in your mind.
Okay.
Sorry, we haven't had the chance to update the document since we came to the pseudo agreement on the mailing list.
And so these are requirements for creating structured data using JSON.
Yes. Yep. Yeah. I mean, specifically the spec. So basically, you know, using the spec, a JSON SD document must be able to express a linked data graph. It can also express a mixture of non-linked data and linked data, like you wrote on the mailing list. Right? And specifically, what we're talking about in that case is the ability to express unlabeled nodes, blank nodes. Is there any disagreement with that statement? All right, so maybe we can get see if people plus one, minus one that. So let's see. A JSON SD document must be able to express a linked data graph.
I'm digesting the IRI comment from Mr. Kellogg. That must does reflect back into 3.1.
3.1.4. Yeah, but that's the agreement. That's the agreement we came to at the beginning of the call. A subject must be labeled with an IRI.
Okay, I misunderstood the beginning of the call. So 3.1.4 is now must be labeled with an IRI.
Yes. Yes.
Okie dokie.
Well, so actually, sorry. No, I think we said should. I mean, I don't really mind the must as long as we have other language in the spec that allows you to use unlabeled nodes. But I think what we agreed to at the beginning of the call is should. But that all it really depends on the people that feel strongly about the linked data definition, which is Ted, yourself, Kingsley, and Glenn. So perhaps we'll jump back and do and talk about Section 341. A subject must be labeled with an IRI, and this is specifically in the linked data definition. That's right. So Greg just put an IRC that 341 is should, as it may be a literal. And then, of course, people have issues with subject literals and that kind of stuff. 314, sorry. So we're good with should. A subject should be labeled with an IRI.
There we go. Danny's got a good suggestion.
Let's see. Could live with must for 314 as long as there was an informative note to say that any B nodes are not considered a part of the linked data graph. They're okay. Yeah, that's an interesting take. So would that mean that a graph that has references to blank nodes and blank nodes, the way that you would translate that graph into a linked data graph is basically remove any reference to a blank node, and then you've got a graph that's a linked data graph. Or skolemize it, as Nathan said. I mean, I think
really
I'm fine with that definition as well. I mean,
if we follow along with that, then 314 and 316 may and should both become must, because that's really, truly speaking, the linked data graph has those two things are always dereferenceable.
Mm-hmm. Right, with the understanding that you can do other things.
Graphs,
but
you
those
can build
things,
a graph. Right, you can build a graph with B nodes, but then it's not a linked data graph.
Sure, and in order to transform it to a linked data graph, you would effectively just remove all B nodes.
You
right.
can move the B nodes,
yeah,
skolemize them, you can do whatever.
Okay. Yep, and I'm fine with that.
All right, I think that's a good way to go.
Okay.
I think that takes us right in the right direction and makes a lot of stuff instantly clearer and much less of a debate.
Right. Okay.
And
The
other use cases for JSON and for expressing all this data will blend the linked data part with the non-linked data part, and the stuff that goes into a linked data graph just drops all the stuff that's data, or uses one of the other handling methods.
Right. Although the spec basically still allows you to express all that stuff.
Which spec?
The JSON dash LDSD, whatever we're calling it, spec. So the definition of linked data is clear, but we still allow things like blank nodes. What I want to make sure is that, you know, all of a sudden we are stripping it, you know, I want to make it so that we're not stripping out these blank nodes from the spec, which I think is you're saying is it's fine to put blank nodes in there. Just the link, that's not what's in the linked data graph. The linked data graph has to have IRIs for everything. But that doesn't mean that the syntax doesn't support blank nodes.
It doesn't mean the JSON syntax doesn't support blank nodes. Right, we've got the multi-tier thing, and that's as much as I keep telling my brain to translate what I'm seeing as LD into SD, it's not happening in my brain on a consistent basis. So this remains challenging. But we've got three nested circles. Right? We've got JSON LD middle, which is the most limited. We've got SD surrounding that, which is less limited, and we've got JSON around that, which is the least limited.
Sure. Well, LD is the most limited?
LD is the most limited because it requires the IRIs in places.
No, I agree with you. I thought you were saying it was the least limited. That's why I got confused.
No, it's the smallest, the most limited.
Right. Okay,
and,
got
and
it.
This is the need for this diagram, for actually showing the picture. And we can say explicitly, right, there's JSON, JSON plus that context, and there's JSON limited to IRIs in these points.
Right. Okay.
Those three things, suddenly an awful lot, I think, will become clear with that graphic. And if I remember and I have no other interruptions today, I'll create the thing, but I can't guarantee that.
Okay. That would be great. And I think that's in line with what we've been discussing on the mailing list, at least my read on what people have been agreeing to. So I think that's good. Hopefully. All right, so we're making two changes to the linked data part of this. We're saying it's the changes are to number 4 and to number 6, right? So we're changing a subject may be labeled with an IRI to a subject should be labeled with an IRI. And we're changing...
For linked data definition, 4 and 6 should both become must.
Must. We're changing may to must, and in number 6, a property should be labeled with an IRI. We're changing that to a property must be labeled with an IRI.
Right.
And that is our definition of linked data that we're using for the spec.
And this is the pure definition of linked data, so it's not just ours.
That would be great if it became the pure definition of linked data. The only reason I'm hesitant is because I don't know what the RDF people are going to feel about this. I don't know what the Sparkle people are going to feel about it. I don't know what W3C is.
They're defining other things, not defining linked data per se. RDF is a subset. Sparkle is a query language for stuff that's expressed as RDF.
Right.
Yep. RDF is part of linked data, but all linked data is not RDF.
Right. Yeah, and what Nathan's putting in the IRC channel, which is basically linked data is a ground RDF graph. Basically, it contains no B nodes, and structured data is an RDF graph, which contains B nodes too. And then JSON is JSON. Okay, I think we're not too far off from. I think all of our mental models are a little more aligned now. At least in my mind, than they seem to be at the beginning of the call. So that's good. We only have, hooray. we keep thinking that all of our mental models are aligned, and then we have a discussion, like we had at the beginning of the call, where we're like, oh crap, everything's off. But I think this is close. I think we're close. So I think we have the definition of linked data, right? We just need to figure out a way to talk about the requirements and the other stuff and the use cases. All right, we have 3 minutes left on the call. It would be could people create use cases and post them to the mailing list? Would each one of us be able to just post one use case to the mailing list that we're thinking of over the next 2 weeks? Because that would be very helpful. And also, give feedback on the requirements. I think that those two things would really move us forward as far as at least defining what these requirements and use cases and definitions are. Because I think once we get these down, it should be pretty easy to fix up the spec to match. Are there any volunteers to write use cases for the mailing list? Nathan, Greg, Ted, I know we can do our, Nathan said he'll send a couple on IRC. Thanks, Nathan. We'll send our, and then Greg also said that he'll create a couple. We'll put our Paceform use cases in there, specifically the digital signatures one. I think we could create 4 use cases. And then Danny, said that he'll try and get one together in IRC, one or more. Great. Thanks, guys. That's really going to help us kind of ground the discussion even more. All right. Anything else that we should be aware of that's happening over the next 2 weeks before the next telecon? Questions, concerns? All right. Thank you, everyone, for the call. I think we did. We're moving in a positive direction, which is always a good thing. Yeah, great. Thank you so much for the call, everyone. Have a great week.
Oh.
Bye.